faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, after rescuing three people from almost certain death, Superman sets out to prove that the mysterious creature of the North Fishing Banks is not a supernatural monster of the deep.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, gang, I've been hinting at some big news that I'm going to have for you on Monday. I'm awful sorry I can't tell you about it right now, but Monday's the day. But I will tell you this. You're going to be mighty glad when you hear what it is if you've finished off your collection of comic buttons in that new series from Packages of Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir. You're going to wish that you had all 18 of those comic strip characters pinned on your jacket or your dress or your cap. Vitamin Flintheart and the Spud and Superman and all the rest. Boy, you'd hate to miss out on a single one of those nifty comic buttons, wouldn't you? They're so bright-colored and smart-looking. The pictures show up so clear and sharp against that gleaming white background. And these exciting comic buttons are so easy to get. All you do is to ask Mom to get you a good supply of Kellogg's Pep and look for your prize inside every package you open. And you don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these comic buttons anywhere, but you get one plus loads of good eating in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the whole wheat flakes with that catchy golden toasted flavor that always tastes like more. Pep's good for you, too. Sure, it has extra amounts of vitamins B1 and D. So remember, gang, complete your collection of comic buttons from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
A strange and fearful sea monster reported seen in the waters of the North Fishing Banks has terrified the natives of St. Selmo, a village on the Canadian North Atlantic coast, and put a sudden stop to the local fishing industry. On the trail of a front-page story, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, an eccentric Daily Planet correspondent, hired a boat skippered by Captain Marvel, a fearless fisherman, and went out to the fishing grounds, hoping to prove that the monster was either a product of frightened imaginations or, perhaps, a harmless whale. Instead, they saw what appeared to be an enormous red-eyed creature who rammed into their boat and sank it, spilling them into the cold, dark ocean. As we continue now, Superman, worried by Lois's disappearance, is frantically searching for her, while she, Horatio Horn, and Captain Marvel, clinging with cramped, frozen arms to pieces of wreckage, barely manage to keep afloat in the swift current that carries them further and further out into the open sea. Listen.
Horatio, what happened to Captain Marvel?
He's unconscious, Miss Lane.
Oh, no.
Yes, how cold. A piece of driftwood struck him on the head. I'm hanging on to him, though.
Poor fellow. Maybe he's better off that way, though.
What do you mean?
Oh, let's face it, Horatio. We'll never be found.
You mustn't give up.
What's the use? It only prolongs the agony.
No. No, remember, while there's life, there's hope.
Oh, no hope left anymore.
Look. What's that?
What, Horatio?
Looks like a bird skimming the water.
Well, what of it?
Right, Lucifer. Can it be?
What?
Yes. Yes, I think it is.
Is what?
Miss Lane, we're saved. We're saved.
Good heavens. It's Superman.
Superman.
In person.
Superman.
Just in time, too, from the look of things.
You can say that again, by Gulliver.
Oh, I must be dreaming.
Not at all, Lois. You'll be all right now. Under this arm with you. There.
Captain Marvel.
I've got him. Now you, Mr. Horn.
Superman, how did you know? How did you ever find
him? Never mind the questions now. You're all in bad shape. So here we go back to St. Selmo. Up and away!
Sure they don't need hospitalization, Doctor?
Quite sure, Mr. Kent.
They're just suffering from shock and exposure.
Good.
Nothing that warmth and rest won't take care of.
That's fine. Oh, what about Captain Marble?
He's got a nasty head cut. Took 4 stitches.
Uh-oh.
But he's asleep now and resting comfortably.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
And that's what you should be doing, Miss Lane, and you too, Mr. Horn.
You're right, Doctor.
Now, Mr. Kent, if you'll help Mr. Horn to his...
Oh, no, just 1 minute, please. There are some things I must know before I go to sleep.
Lois, you heard what the doctor said.
I've got to know how you got here tonight, Clark, and how Superman ever found us.
That can wait, Lois.
Maybe you'd better tell her, Mr. Kent. She'll rest easy.
And so will I, by Gulliver.
Well, go on. I'll give you 5 minutes to talk while I have a look at Captain Marvel.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right. Here it is. The chief and I were worried about you two, particularly when we tried to get you on the long-distance phone and were told that you had gone out to investigate that mysterious thing in the ocean. So
you contacted Superman, and he brought you out with him and then went off to look for us.
Well, yes. That's about it.
And a lucky thing it was for us.
Oh, and how? Oh, Clark, you should have seen that monster. It was terrifying.
It must have been 200 feet long with a huge lashing tail.
And enormous eyes like big red spotlights. Oh, it makes me shudder just to think of it.
I shouldn't wonder, but what is it?
We don't know.
Well, either it's supernatural
or... Now, don't talk nonsense, Horatio. You know as well as I do there are no supernatural monsters.
Of course not, Horatio.
But, Mr. Kent, I tell you...
You're just letting your imagination run away with you.
But I saw it. So did Miss Lane. Didn't you, Miss Lane?
Yes, Horatio, but I don't think it was supernatural.
Of course not. Probably a whale or a shark.
200 feet long with red eyes?
Are you sure it was 200 feet long?
At least.
You know, imagination plays strange tricks.
Oh, this wasn't imagination, Clark. We saw something.
Yes, and something wrecked Captain Marvel's boat.
Well, there's no sense arguing about it. One thing, however, is certain. If it overturned a boat, it's either a creature of flesh and blood or...
Or what?
Well, I'd rather not say until I'm sure.
Time's up, Mr. Kent. You know my patients must get some rest.
Right, Doctor. Come on, Horatio, I'll help you back up to your room. See you in the morning, Lois.
Good night, Miss Lane.
After seeing the weakened Horatio Horn safely to his room, Clark Kent, his brow furrowed in deep thought, walks out of the Fisherman's Inn and strolls slowly through the darkened main street of the sleeping village toward the nearby docks. There he pauses, and his eyes range over the fleet of deserted fishing boats made idle by superstitious fear.
50 boats moored to their docks at the height of the fishing season. There's more to this than just imagination. I think getting to the bottom of it is a job
for Superman.
Yeah.
Off with these clothes. All I want is just one look at that so-called monster. Just one. There we are. All set. Now for a quick trip offshore. Up and away!
Rocketing into the sky, Superman streaks away over the dark ocean and is soon lost to sight. Meanwhile, back at the inn, Lois Lane, still nervous and unable to fall asleep, is standing at the window of her room looking out at the beach. The sky is cloudless now, and a brilliant half-moon bathes the white sand and the black water in an eerie glow. Suddenly, Lois stiffens, and the fingers of her right hand clutch at her throat. Her mouth gapes open, and her bulging eyes become bright with terror. Then, without warning, she turns, tears out of her room, and dashing across the corridor, pounds like mad on Horatio Horn's door.
Horatio! Horatio! Horatio, wake up!
What's the matter?
Hurry! For heaven's sake, hurry!
All right, just a minute. What's the matter, Miss Lane?
Horatio, come into my room.
Is something wrong?
You'll see in a minute. Come on, Horatio. There, look out the window.
Great Lucifer. The monster's just off the beach.
Yes. And Horatio, look. He seems to be coming closer and closer to the beach.
Terror-stricken, Lois and Horatio Horn watched the two flaming red eyes of the mysterious sea monster move closer and closer to the white sand of the beach. Does the strange creature, whatever it is, plan to leave the water and invade the land? We'll know in a moment, so keep listening.
Say, from what I've seen around our neighborhood, I guess that most all the kids have collected most of those 18 comic buttons in this series from packages of Kellogg's Pep. And a good thing it is, too. They'll be ready for that exciting news that I've promised you on Monday. Yes, sir, there's a real flurry of trading duplicates nowadays and comparing notes on how many pep comic buttons everybody's collected. And say, I notice that there's still plenty of excitement when a new comic strip character shows up, like Cindy or Chief Brandon or Superman himself. It's no wonder, because these pep comic buttons are just about the best-looking things you ever saw. You won't want to miss out on a single one. And you don't have to, either. No, sir, you just ask Mom to get you a good supply of Kellogg's Pep. Now, you don't send in any money, not even a box top, and you can't buy these prizes anywhere. But you'll find one in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And believe me, gang, you'll like these toasted flakes of good whole wheat with their catchy sunshine flavor. You'll want to eat a bowl of Pep for breakfast every single morning. So ask Mom to keep you supplied with plenty of P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And remember, too, there's going to be big news on Monday, so be sure to listen.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. With Superman far offshore searching for the mysterious sea monster, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn saw the strange, fantastic creature wallowing in the water less than 50 yards off the beach in front of the inn at which they are staying. As we continue now, Lois and Horatio are moving quietly across the beach toward the water's edge, clutching each other's hands.
I don't see its red eyes anymore, Horatio.
Neither do I, but there's something black in the water. Miss Lane, we'd better not go down there alone. Let's go.
You know as well as I do that no one in this village would go within a mile of the monster.
But what if it leaps out of the water and attacks us?
That's a chance we'll just have to take, Horatio.
What about Mr. Kent? Why can't we get him?
Oh, he's worse than useless. Now stop trembling.
I can't help it.
Look, Horatio.
What?
In the water. The two red eyes.
He's coming for us.
No, he's backing away. Look at his body. It's sinking. He's going under.
Great Lucifer.
Now he's gone.
Oh, thank heavens.
Wait a minute.
What?
There's something else down there.
Where?
See it? Half out of the water.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out. Come on, Horatio.
Miss Lane, don't be foolhardy.
I feel perfectly safe so long as I'm with you, Horatio.
Oh, I wish I felt that way.
All right, now this is far enough. Now, go on, shine your flashlight on it.
Okay.
There. The light is directly on it. See?
Wait, it's a capsized boat, a fishing boat.
Wait a minute. Horatio.
What?
Look at the name on that stern.
The name... The Nancy Ruth. Great Lucifer. It's Captain Marble's boat.
The boat we saw sink 3 miles offshore.
Now that proves it. That proves it, Miss Lane.
What does it prove?
Well, we saw that boat sink in 50 feet of water less than 2 hours ago.
Yes?
Now, no living thing could have raised it from the bottom of the ocean and brought it into shore. So that means the monster must be supernatural.
Is Horatio Horn right? If he isn't, how else could Captain Marble's 5-ton fishing boat be raised from the deep and carried 3 miles to the beach? The mystery is becoming more mysterious by the moment. Is the strange thing with glowing red eyes a monster of the sea or a creature of the unknown? You can be sure Superman will find out. But before he does, there are thrills and excitement in this story we call The Phantom of the Sea. So don't miss a single episode. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Say, now that the weather's fine and the birds are back, how's about starting your collection of full-color bird pictures that come one in every package of Kellogg's Crumbles? Sure, you'll learn to identify all 24 in the series, like the Oriole and the Scarlet Tanager. And you can trade duplicates with your friends, too, and look on the side of every Crumbles package for instructions on sending in to get the colorful album so you can paste in your collection. Tell Mom that you want Crumbles, the only cereal made in crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.